With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Police investigating that blast at a U.S. embassy in Europe. Correspondent Mike Hempen.
Norwegian police are looking for suspects and trying to determine a motive following an explosion outside the U.S. embassy in Oslo. Investigators believe the embassy was targeted. Police received reports of a loud bang early Sunday morning. Investigators say it was caused by an incendiary device. There were no injuries. A U.S. official speaking anonymously says the device was inside a backpack and detonated outside an entrance to the embassy. Local media are reporting that people nearby say the street was blanketed in thick smoke after the blast. I'm Mike Hempen.
Well, police in New York City confirming explosive devices were indeed used at a weekend protest outside the mayor's residence.
The NYPD says at least two improvised explosive devices were set off, however unsuccessfully, at a rally and counter-protest Saturday in front of Mayor Zoran Mamdani's official residence. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The devices, which were a bit smaller than a football, appear to be a jar wrapped in black tape with nuts, bolts, and screws, along with a hobby fuse.
The bomb squad says they could have caused serious injury.
Witnesses reported seeing flames and smoke as it traveled through the air before it struck a barrier and extinguished itself a few feet from police.
The police commissioner says six people are under arrest. Julie Walker, New York.
United States issuing a license that allows business to be done with Venezuela's state gold mining company, Minervan. The move signals the Trump administration's intent to be more involved in Venezuela's natural resources. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has had talks in the country recently. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Texas, the state legislature approving a measure last year giving schools the option of setting aside a daily school prayer period. Now, school boards were required to consider whether they wanted to allow prayer. Most of the state's 1,200 school districts appear to have declined the offer. Bill sponsor, Republican David Spiller, does say, though, about 15 districts have opted in. This is SRN News. Reports are emerging that may shed some light on the change in leadership at the Department of Homeland Security. More from correspondent Bob Agnew.
President Trump reportedly decided to replace DHS Secretary Kristi Noem after her Senate testimony claimed he had approved a controversial $220 million ad campaign featuring her. The comments not only raised bipartisan concerns, but also reportedly angered the president. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will assume the role at the end of March, with Noem moving to a diplomatic post. Bob Agnew reporting.
A member of the National Transportation Safety Board says he's been fired without explanation by the Trump team. Todd Inman says he received notice Friday his position on the board had been terminated, effective immediately. White House had no response. Inman was the lead board member overseeing two major crash investigations last year. More details, SRNnews.com.